This podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Welcome to this special episode of Make Eternia Great Again. Before we get into the full episode, we're going to sit down with a special guest straight from the far-off reaches of Eternia itself, the one, the only, Ram Man.
Hey, it's me. It's Ram Man.
Well, hey, Ram Man.
Oh,
man.
It's them mega guys. Hey, am I on them? This is weird. Like, you're in my podcast machine. I'm in my podcast machine. Where am I?
Exactly. We've stolen a piece of you, Ram Man, to get you in the podcast stuff machine.
Holy moly.
It was probably all Duncan that did it.
It's Duncan. Blame Duncan for this.
I do.
There's a podcast stuff machine now in your chest.
You should see Duncan's podcast stuff machine. It's like seven stories tall, and it's got stuff that doesn't do nothing, but it's there, like arms.
He's like, I'm gonna give this a heart. This needs a heart. It needs to feel emotions. So Ram Man, thank you for joining us. I know you're a busy guy. You got a lot of things to go, Ram.
No problem.
Yeah. So I guess we'll get right into it. Do you mind sharing us with a little bit of backstory? Like, is Ram Man like a code name or like a fighting name? Is there like an actual, have a real name?
It's my name.
Well, good.
That's how I sign my checks. When Randor is like, hey, you busted six doors. That's what I'm going to pay you for, because I'm stingy and I don't understand the art of it. Yeah, he puts Ram Man, and then I sign it.
Yeah, Ram Man. All right. Well, now we know. Because I was curious this whole time. Like, was your name like Billy or Tommy?
Nope.
So I've observed, I think Jeff and I have both observed this, that oftentimes in the cartoon, you sometimes get treated almost like a second-class citizen.
Well, okay, I'm glad that you asked about that and said that question, because in the scripts, I don't know what they were doing, but they were like, hey, you got to start the sentence with duh. Like, nobody does that unless they, like, just, they notice something like, hey, oh, wow, there is a door handle here. Well, duh, you know, but. Like, why would I say that? Because I just rammed them doors open anyways. So
that's right.
Exactly. Duh, there's a handle. I don't care.
So you're doing the script read.
Yeah.
With your tiny glasses on.
They're real tiny because the rest of my head is for the helmet.
Exactly. And so you're reading the script and you're pointing out, you have me saying duh in front of everything.
Yeah. And it was like, hey, why do I got, is that his name? Is his name Duh He-Man? Is it like the, and I'm just reading it with like an accent kind of thing. But no, they were like, no, it's duh. I'm like, well, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird, huh?
Yeah. And we noticed, like, even with you standing at your full height in the cartoon, you're like visibly like a foot shorter.
Yeah. It's because they have He-Man up on like a box, kind of like Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Yeah. Because no, you can't be taller than them He-Mans.
So Ram Man, you have been featured in the comics, the upcoming Make Eternia Great Again comic.
Yep.
Done by those good people at the Last Starfighters Entertainment Group.
Them's the best guys. Yep.
And I wanted to know, especially like, is there any behind the scenes like romances or drama that you've seen on the set of the cartoon or anything that you know of? Being involved in all these different versions of Masters of the Universe, what's some of maybe like the behind the scenes dirt you can give us on some of the characters?
Well, like the main thing, not too, you know, like as far as romance goes, there's not too many of them chicks around. So like they got to deal with like sexual harassment stuffs all the time. So I get in trouble all the time with HR because like ram, like I, that's what I do. I ram them. So when I throw that out there as like a noun or a verb, they were like, you Ram Man, you can't say that. You can't say ram all the time. But when I say, Hey, can I ram them for you, Tila? And then she gets like offended. And then HR is like, Ram Man, listen, we're gonna have to garnish your wages. Because Tila, she did not appreciate that. So
it's a hefty fine. How
a bit, yeah.
In
yeah.
Randors.
It yeah. So you know, you bust down 6 doors, you give 1 back. I don't know. I don't know how them taxes work, but they're pretty crazy in Eternia. Eternos taxes especially. Like if you're out in the village and you bust down them doors, no problem. But in Eternos, oh boy, it's like a 3%
markup.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we're going to be discussing you today.
Oh, I'm glad I'm here then.
On Make Eternia Great Again. With a guy that I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Jesse Kiefer.
Nope, never heard of him.
He's a pretty nice guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
What's he do?
He's an artist.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't ram much, I don't think.
Oh, clearly not. And it really shows.
I do think he's a martial artist, though.
Oh, okay. At least he does something.
But he does chops.
I don't think he uses... He's much like... He's more like jitsu.
He's one of those jitsu guys, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, or like fisto.
I mean, you know, as long as you got something metal, I suppose that's okay.
That'll work. It's not quite a magical enchanted helmet.
No, of course not.
How could it be? So the last question I have for you, I guess not quite the last question, the second to the last question I have for you that we're keeping track.
I feel like you're burying the lead.
But is he ramming the lead?
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Ramming that point. I like that. I'm going to use that later.
There you go.
Ramming the lead. In the comic, your first mini comic appearance in the first mini comic with He-Man, you are seen roaming ostensibly the wasteland of Eternia.
It's kind of like that Metallica song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever I may roam. That's a good one.
Wherever I may ram.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to use that one too. Boy, I got all new stuffs for these guys. They're not going to know what hit them, except it's going to be me.
So, finally, Ram Man, what would be the thing that you tell the Make Eternia Great Again listeners? What's the one piece of wisdom you want to give them before they listen to this episode? Featuring you.
So, first, hey, guys, thanks for having me on this show.
You are welcome.
This is my favorite show. It's basically the main thing that's in my podcast stuffs machine, that and the Gold Kicker, because that just sounds like a He-Man guy anyways. But what I would tell people is, A, go get them Mega Guys podcasts, and 2, hey, Aunt Cheryl, hang on to them kittens.
That's the best advice I've ever heard in my life.
There it is. For the ages.
That's right.
Well, I try to make it really mean something.
The wisdom.
Yes. No, I appreciate
that. Is so apparent.
Well, Ram Man, I want to thank you for sitting down with us.
Hey, yeah, thanks.
And
you're always welcome back.
All right, thanks, guys. Hey, I got to bounce. All right. Boing. Boing. Boing.
Mega. Making Eternia great again! I am Eddie, Prince of Daydream Destruction Manual and defender of the podcast arcade. This is Carl, my goat-kicking friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic microphone and said, "By the power of podcasts, I have the power!"
I have the power too!
Carl became the mighty Goat Kicker, and I became E-Man, the most podcasty man in the universe! Only 3 others share this secret. Our friends, the Podcastress, Jeff at Arms, and Dorko. Together we defend the podcast arcade from the evil forces of boredom! Mega!
Welcome to a brand new episode of Make Eternity Great Again. I am your co-host, Jeff.
I am Eddie.
And today, we have a very special, special guest here. Somebody that has not yet been on the show.
I know.
But has been in our hearts forever.
Almost since the beginning.
Almost.
I mean, of this podcast. That's not right. of time.
Right.
Maybe that too.
Exactly. One of my most favoriteest people in the whole world.
Same.
We have Jesse Kiefer.
You guys can't see it, but I'm blushing.
It's all the red beards.
That's right. So Jesse is from Tank Zombie Studios.
Yes.
And the Grolix podcast.
Yes.
And is there any other projects? Obviously, the Starfighters.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm addicted to creative groups.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's Starfighters, Grolix podcast, Tank Zombie Studios. I guess my actual business name is Vorpal Arrow Studios, but I don't hardly ever use it. Yeah, I'm surely forgetting something, but yeah.
You're busy. You're busy, dude. Yeah, you do a lot. And you're also a teacher of art.
Yes.
Yep, which is very outstanding.
Thank you.
You like helping them kids?
I do. I like it so much that when I get done teaching kids at school all day, I go teach martial arts.
That's right.
2 days a week. So,
yeah. It's incredible, man. Yeah,
Jesse is not a lazy person on any level.
No.
You're one of the most hardworking guys I know.
It's so weird when people say that. Like, people will say that, and I don't feel like that's true.
Right.
But then, like, even my mom calls me a workaholic. And I'm like, well, if your mom says that, then it's true.
Yeah. It took me a long time to really, like, admit this. But I was like, I like having things to do. I like feeling not busy. I think that's the wrong. I like feeling productive and creative.
It's just having a purpose.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, totally.
Yep.
But yeah, we're super lucky to have you because you've been like supportive and not only supportive, but like a deep contributor to this show. And frankly, helped kind of form some of our most current DNA in the form of like the next level we wanted to go with the comic. And it's been an amazing ride with your Rammy videos. Come on.
Well, it's funny because Eddie and I we've been talking about having you on the show for a while, like a long time. But it's just like, again, we're busy, you're busy. And I was just like, gosh, we're never going to be able to get this to happen. And then you started interjecting like yourself into everything. We're like, we got to do this. We got to hook this up, you know? So,
well, and then you got me to move because I had done up until you had already done a couple of these. And then I started doing these Rio audio bits on the podcast, on this podcast. And then you were doing more Rammy videos. So then I'm like, I need to do a Rio video. So it became, and it was never like competition. It was just like, one begot the other. It's like, oh man, that's such a cool idea. I need to do this. So.
Art isn't created in a vacuum.
Right.
So it's like having, surrounding yourself with people that do things just makes you do more.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That's
seeing what your friend did gives you the idea. Oh man, that's so cool. So you just keep building.
Well, and it unlocks it rams through doors that you didn't know were closed. You know, it's like, oh, I could do this. Well, and the Ram Man videos actually, happened. It was just spur of the moment. It was Comic-Con last year. I think it was coming back from seeing you guys in the podcast area.
Yeah.
And because Randy had stopped by and stuff, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go over there with Randy and Melanie. And then on the way back, it was Pop Culture Exchange. It was right at the end of the aisle, and there was this Ram Man, and he's just like $5, and it was just like, I was like,
I need this
$5. That will be the best $5 I've ever spent because I already know what I'm going to do with him.
Right.
Because he's like basically a finger puppet. He doesn't move a lot.
Right.
Because he's vintage Ram Man.
Right.
So there's not a lot of articulation. His arms swivel and that's it. And I was like, okay, finger puppet videos, here we go. And I was like, I already knew. I was like, I can throw a green screen behind it. I can make it look like he's still he's in the cartoon. So yeah, if you guys have not seen the Rammy videos, that's a little bit of the flavor there is that it's basically just a vintage character, a vintage figure that he rattles whenever I move him. And I just film it in front of a green poster board and then put the cartoon.
And they're so well done. I mean, if you like what you were saying to anybody listening to the podcast, if you haven't checked out these videos on our Facebook page yet, you need to, because obviously it's going to give context to this, but the thing is like, they are so funny. And there's those type of videos that like, you have to watch it more than once.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just like, oh, that was good. No, like you laugh so much. They're like, I know I missed something. So you go back and watch it again. And like all my kids all day long, they walk around. I promise you, they're all, hey, it's me. It's Ram Man. Like all day long, all my kids are saying
that's
that.
Incredible.
It's so funny.
It's crazy when the thing that you just kind of make and throw out there and then you see it like reach people and then you hear, oh, it's nuts.
Yep.
I love it.
It's just like hitting that sweet spot of the bat.
Oh. And then you can also, we also compiled.
There we go.
I'll form the head.
Exactly. What part of Voltron are we?
That's right.
Left butt cheek, go.
I'm a red lion and I can't see it. I always thought I was brown.
Exactly. Put on the Voltron color changing sunglasses. But we did house all those videos under the Last Starfighter's YouTube channel as well.
That's right. Yeah.
So go to the Last Starfighter's YouTube channel and subscribe to that too, because there's some fun stuff that's going to get uploaded up there.
Yes. Everything. So click on the bell and exactly, you'll be notified.
Everything from Ran Man to Shark Dads. Well, with that, let's just launch right into this and go. I think we're going to talk about Ran Man Redux.
Ran Man Redux from all the way back. Yes. From episode 7.
7.
Top 10.
Lucky number 7.
That's right.
We are just, there's key characters we want to kind of talk about again, do a little bit of a deeper dive.
Right.
And we would be remiss if we didn't cover Rammy.
That's right.
So here we go with the comic. Le comic.
There
I'm
going to
do that on every...
Like every French listener's like, nope.
Unsubscribe.
Where's the bell? How do I hit it? I'm going to hit it 2 times.
How would you do a bad French accent, Rammy?
Oh, Ram Man doing an accent?
It's the French girls. So hey, the Lee Bachman French girls.
Here I am to get them French girls. Hey, hey, hey.
There it is.
Them's the best. Lee Bachman. Go to Arlie Lee Bachman. Do it.
Please
paint me. French, it's the only French girls you need.
Please paint Rammy as one of your French girls.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to get straight to the mini comic of featuring Ram Man. There's several mini comics that have him in it. Not a ton, actually.
He was in 10. 10, yep.
But this is the first one. And frankly, in my opinion, this is my humble opinion, the best one. And the one that for me, shy of He-Man meets Ram Man, which is like probably the most like straight at you title there is. Like, I wonder what this is about. Yeah. What could it possibly be about?
What's it gonna do?
I'd love to see that recut. Oh, that'd be so good. Take the soundtrack from the intro for Perfect Strangers and play it against the comic book of He-Man meets Ram Man.
That'd be great.
but that one and Slave City are my two favorite. Like, and yes. I think it's because of just the sheer like the imagery of those mini comics. So in this one specifically, and I don't have the comic in front of me, so bear with me, but this is all off memory. It's one of my favorite. I reread it probably 50 times as a kid. He-Man is going about his business. He's on attack track. And the attack track in the mini comic looks a lot like the toy. It's that red looking jet ski with the four like clodhoppers on the side, the treadmills just,
yep.
And he's going through a wasteland. Death Valley. You know, there's nothing in there. And Ram Man's just hanging out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah,
what are you doing out there, Ram Man?
Just cooking. I put them solar panels on the shoulder pads, and then I'm just charging my podcast stuff machine.
Exactly. So he's driving, and he comes across Ram Man, and basically Ram Man's like a grumpy old like prospector, and he's like, get off my land, and he just starts fighting He-Man.
Yeah.
And then He-Man, and there's a great, I mean, it's great, but it's also like there's a panel in which He-Man just puts every ounce of energy he has into this punch, punches Ram-Man right in the face.
Right.
What'd that feel like?
Whoa. Jaw's still sore. That was what, 40 years ago or something? I don't know. 30 something.
Wiggle a tooth loose.
Oh, man.
And he just nails him. Just kaboom. And I'm like, did he kill him?
Yeah, because then he go flying back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then his neck snaps back. Yep. And I mean, like, in Ram Man, you can hardly see his neck.
Right.
So then He-Man beats him.
Yeah.
And then goes along his way, essentially. He-Man's like, sir, I had to kick your butt, citizen. Zzz, goes off. And then later on in the comic, Ram Man happens upon Skeletor, or the other way around. And Ram Man is humiliated by the defeat of He-Man. And Skeletor's basically like, yes, he's a jerk. He's bad. Help me fight him. I don't even think he got put under a spell.
Not at that point. No.
No.
Yeah. The spell comes later.
Yeah. And so, so the gist is he's convinced by Skeletor.
You seem trustworthy. Yep.
Yep.
You hang out with an orange Bigfoot.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. You have no skin on your face.
Exactly.
Your eyes glow. You're fine.
What's the word?
Devil. You remind me of my uncle Randy.
Randy Ramman.
Randy Ramman.
And Beastman's got so much hair that he even wears more hair.
That's right.
He's like, hey, my neck is cold. I need this lion's mane around my neck.
Yeah, it needs to be warmer.
That blue medallion.
Yes.
And so he basically is running with Skeletor at this point. He's like, these are my new friends.
Running with the devil.
And then I think at some point Skeletor then puts a spell on him to attack the gates of Grayskull.
Well, I think it's like Ramman is like, oh, I'm gonna stop, and then he's like, nope.
Yeah,
he just keep like, I'm gonna ram you through this door if it kills you.
Yeah And he breaks the door, right? Isn't that what happens in the comic?
I don't know if he actually breaks it or not, because He-Man intercedes, because he's going to kill Ram-Man.
I'm pretty sure he cracks it or something. There's something, or he does some damage, and they're like, whoa, nobody could ever damage that before. And
some
they were
bolts
scared.
Are wiggling loose.
Yeah, they're scared.
Yeah, the hinges are coming a little jiggly. Yeah. And in that, there's a skirmish ensues. I think He-Man figures out that Ram-Man's being manipulated, and then, you know,
and then they have that whole predator, like the bro handshake at the end, right, where it's like,
yeah, exactly. And you do see Ram Man's insanely muscly arm next to He-Man's, and to quote Three Amigos, and then your friends,
that's right.
and that was basically the gist of it. The thing that I thought was really fascinating about it, and not to get into the toy, but like the color scheme of Ram Man in the comic was the Earth Tony one that you have.
Yeah.
With the brown tights and the armor and all of that.
I'm sorry, we're going back to the colorblind thing. They're red.
Did I say brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Look at that.
They're both, so you know, Jesse and Eddie are both colorblind. So yes, they are red tights.
I feel a fool.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't feel
like
fool.
An orange.
But
Ram-Man
they're too, so that's why he's got an orange top and then like a maroon burgundy type pants. Going on, so
it's one of those in between.
We'll put those glasses on.
But then they make him red and green, just to really mess with us.
Exactly,
right.
Right. Santa colors. And so the comic, it worked on so many levels. I don't know, because like it was graphic in a way.
Yes,
you know, for a little kid, you're like, whoa, like the,
getting violent.
Yep. Yeah, and then once again, you juxtapose that with the cartoon. He never punched anybody, and he's punching like friends. He's like, he's like, you're out of line.
That's right.
When this one is a legit comic too. Like it's once they stopped doing like storybook style.
Right.
Because like the original ones, weren't they? They were basically like a painting, and then here's all the prose.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, this was panelized. And then the thing that I did, if I remember right, in the comic, they didn't do any like sproingy, boingy. There wasn't he was called Ram Man.
His legs didn't uncoil. Weird.
That's right.
But yeah, it was a much more, and I think the fact that it opened up on like a desolate kind of wasteland looking thing, it drove home this kind of like Conan-esque kind of feel about it. But I remember as a kid, like it really kind of like, it was still safe, air quotes, but it was also that weird thing. Like, and that's for me what made him one of my favorite characters was like, it wasn't just a straight up like, we're friends, we're buddies, woo! Like there was some conflict in there, and so it was kind of like, oh yeah, they have like a history. So as a kid, I was already like, he was one of my favorite. He's my second humanoid figure, if we're not counting Battle Cat. So, yeah. It's a great first comic.
It totally is, yeah.
There's one in there, I think, where he's fighting Modulok, which is just perfect.
In the weirdest way, it's perfect.
Yes, yes.
Anybody fighting Modulok is perfect.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Rammed them into a bunch of pieces, and then those pieces just talk at you. It's weird.
it's a go away.
You ram the pieces, then you ram the pieces of the pieces.
Oh.
You just keep ramming pieces.
Hail Hydra.
I'd want to see Ram Man, the molecular biologist, where he's like, first you ram the pieces, then you ram them into smaller pieces.
that Motu thing where everybody's a scientist.
Like, exactly.
You know, just slap that on Ram Man too. And be like, hey, Ram Man, why don't you man this computer? Okay.
hey
Control,
Ram Man.
Control, Alt, Delete.
That's funny. Exactly.
Format C drive. Sure.
Hey, I don't have enough RAM in this thing.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
That was great.
I would love to see Ram Man. Ram Man is what powers the super collider.
There you
That's
go.
What they just have him ramming atoms.
That's
Prince great. Adams.
Prince Adams. Oh, man. Full of the puns.
Oh, man. But yeah, the mini comic is absolutely perfect. This is where we're a little bit unprepared on this one, but like the art was done by super amazing artist guy. Check it out.
Yeah, really good. Really good dude.
But like you said, it was not a storybook. It was very much a comic book unto itself. And the image on the cover alone, I would love to do another, if we do an issue two, when we do an issue two of Mega, the comic book, it'd be great to do an homage to that comic because it has him basically ramming the attack track and it has He-Man like flying off of it.
Is maybe you'll need to cut this, I don't know. Is the mini comic, is it based off the cover of the Ram Man mini comic?
No, it's
a different one, isn't
it? It's based off of the first one. Is it the first comic? That,
correct.
Yeah, yep. With He-Man and Man-at-Arms.
Oh, okay. I thought Ram-Man
Skeletor
was in it.
Skeletor and Beast-Man.
No, yeah, it's He-Man.
Lee Bachman's cover was so good, it totally like overwrote
Mandela
that
effect.
Memory. Yeah, Mandela effect is crazy.
Did you zoom in to the turret and see
it? Oh, yes, yeah. Because I saw there was somebody up there. I was like, oh, I got to see who that is.
Yes.
And there was, what? Are you kidding me? That's perfect.
Yep,
it was great. So great. Which in the original, you can't see who it is.
No.
There's a figure up there, but you don't know who it is.
I always just thought it was Triclops.
Exactly.
That was my mind. Where did you go?
Where did I go?
Yeah.
Oh, with who I thought it was?
Yeah.
I thought it was Moss Man because he's just surprise baby. here's some stank laser from Moss Man.
Issue one, Monsters of the Universe.
Oh, monsters.
Yes. Monsters. Oh, man, so, you made my heart swell.
I didn't shoot you with lasers.
You should get that looked at.
I'm gonna, that's great.
I didn't shoot you with lasers, baby. That was doo-doo.
That was doo-doo.
Sorry. It's that brown glob.
That was number one.
That hoodoo that you do. Oh, it's doo doo.
That's that panel where he's smelling his own armpit.
Oh, yes.
In the mini comic. Guys, listeners, please stay tuned for
it's
updates.
It's dropping soon.
It's dropping soon.
We're getting close to the end. The mini comic is done. It's off for print.
Yep.
The audio is done.
Audio's done.
And so that's ready to go. We're working currently on the video.
Yep.
And that is probably about 15% of the way done. Nice. So that should be wrapping up here any day now.
Ugh.
And we're dropping all of that at the day before Ocon, right?
June 28th.
So 26th, 27th, 28th, I think is when.
Oh, Ocon. Yeah. 28th is a Friday.
Is it? Okay. So yeah. 20,
where will people be able to get this crazy thing?
So the mini comic will be available. We're not selling it.
Not selling
it's
it.
It's for free.
This initial printing is not being sold.
Right. So it's going to be really tough to get your hands on.
You have to actually like go out and meet people.
Yes.
Have it.
So we will be
giving
it
away. And they have to like you enough to give it to you.
Right. So Lee Bachman's table.
Yep.
The Art of Lee Bachman. He will be at Ocon. Mega will not be there, but we will be there. So we will.
Cryptic.
So I know. So basically. Search out the Art of Lee Bachman at O Comic Con.
Yep.
And you will see one of them mega guys on both days.
Yep.
And we'll have some of those mini comics to hand out to true mega fans.
Well, and I think we need to honestly like
we'll do giveaways.
Give people something to say.
Yes.
Like say, you know, hey, it's me.
Yes. Oh, I need video of that in my life.
It's Ram Man. Because there's a limited quantity. We can't give it to everybody. And there is going to be a digital version of this, too.
Yes. Yeah. So if you don't get your hands on the mini comic, it's not the end of the world. Because like we were saying, we did audio. We're doing a video with the audio in it. And it will have the actual graphic art of the mini comic. And so if you live in the UK or somewhere obviously too far away for us to mail it, or you just don't get a copy of the run or whatever, you can definitely watch the video.
Now, if you do want your own copy, mm-hmm. and then we need to get that to you, I would say wait for us to announce a second printing, and then you would probably just pay the initial cost for us to print that.
Yep.
And then that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
It's like $3, something like
yeah.
that. But also, like you had alluded to with the video, with the audio, this is turning into a commercial, but it's okay. We got to get this out there somehow. Right. With the audio, that is meant for you to be much like we did in the 80s with those storybooks that you would get. I'm thinking back to the Point Dread toy. It came with that amazing story that had a 45 LP record in the thing, and you would play it. And it would, at the sound of this, whatever it was, that's like right. a bell chime, you would turn the page. We did the same thing with all of our co-creators with the Last Starfighter group. Took this comic and turned it into a living audio experience.
It's so good.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Anyway, with that, check out the issue of He-Man Meets Ram-Man. We have ours in our Bible, our collection of all the mini comics. Can't recommend that enough. Probably one of the best purchases ever. $20.
Totally.
It was $20. It's like
it's worth it.
Thicker than any book I have in the house.
That's right. Probably. It's a weapon.
It is. You get a sack full of those and some Ram Men's and some mod. And
you won't be able to swing it.
Mechanet clubs. Work out with that sucker. That's right. How'd your arms get so good?
It's Motu.
So sculpted. Look at those shoulders.
That's right.
Mini comics.
And a pillowcase.
Yeah. With that, I think we're going to move on to the toy.
The toy.
Here we go.
The toy.
I want to pick Jesse's brain here. Did you have Ram Man as a child?
I think everyone had Ram
Man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Like, even, I don't think that I bought him, but like even back then, you could get Ram Man at a garage sale.
Yeah,
like in the height of the the Motu era. So I did, and I don't know at what point I had him, because again, I don't think I bought him new.
Yeah,
so
I think it was probably because like you and I are the same. I don't remember me actually being at the like Alco. I mean, like I want that guy.
He just showed up.
It was just like he. So I think the parents were like, he doesn't look. Bad, like I don't want the dude fire breathing venom and all this other stuff, let's get this guy. He looks pretty nice.
He's got a really nice wholesome skull on his belt buckle.
That's right. He does. That's right. Exactly. But no, I think that, his ramming features and all that other stuff. I think it was probably like the parents thought that they're, oh, this is really cool. I'm getting a lot of bang for my buck. He's kind of bigger than the other ones. And so they probably got it.
They didn't know he was hollow.
That's right. He had no heart inside.
He's just a giant empty cavity.
That's right. It was given a
robot. Or he's all heart.
It could be.
You can't find his heart because that's what he is.
That's right. He's all heart.
He is a heart.
That's right.
I don't recall if I asked for him or if my parents were just kind of like, it was kind of early in the, because wasn't he wave one?
I don't know. Two? I think it was two. I'm pretty sure he was two. Yeah,
because I thought he was wave one and I think someone corrected me.
I'm pretty sure he was two.
You're right, because I think wave one was He-Man, Stratos, and Man-at-Arms.
Yeah, so it's just original eight.
Yeah. So still fairly early on. Yeah. But I think knowing my parents, knowing anyone's parents in the 80s, I think they're like, give me one of his friends he can fight with. Right. here's Ram Man. But I loved him. I was over the moon about him because he had a, like we said, like it didn't take much to impress us back then, especially.
Well, and, I've had this conversation because I brought Ram Man to work one day.
Yeah.
And the kids are like, what's he do? kind of thing. It was like, well, he does this and he just rams. That's all he does. He goes up, he goes down. He goes up, he goes down. Yep. And they were kind of like, they were kind of busting on him a little bit. I was like, you guys literally last year were all about fidget spinners. I don't want to hear it.
That's right.
Exactly.
Like, that toy does one thing too. And it's silly.
Exactly.
Yep. It spins.
I could do more tricks with my Ram Man.
My Sky Clone Mandela effect.
Yeah.
I could do the same thing and it was way awesomer with his fists.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. You got him going. You could do some damage.
Oh, yeah.
I told you guys I made my brother aware of social problems. I woke him.
Oh, boy.
No, great. No. My brother was asleep and I used Was it a Ram Man or a Power Punch He-Man? One of the two. I used a He-Man figure to wake him up by punching or ramming him in the eyeball.
Oh, God. Oh, you could put out an eye with a Power Punch He-Man.
I want to say it was Ram Man because it was like, and I pulled him back and just, like,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
If he can still see, it was probably Ram Man because even though all these Ram Man still, have you ever come across a Ram Man that doesn't still spring?
No, they all do.
They all work. Like, what engineer? Genius didn't get paid enough to design that toy that still works?
Because some of those vintage ones, man, they look like they've been through the ringer.
Wow, they're
still like, bink, and you're like, yes.
You still got it.
I was built for ramming.
These boots were made for ramming.
Ramming speed.
That's his only speed.
That's right.
I have one speed. That's ramming speed.
Where were we at?
The toy. So the vintage original toy, and I had never thought about this, but you had called it a Happy Meal toy.
Yes.
That was kind of your initial take on it. And I think some people felt that way. You know, he was very different than any of the other He-Man figures. He didn't share a body mold. There's nothing like him.
He was simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Just like most things, he broke the mold.
That's right. He broke the mold,
and then he broke the door, and then he broke them walls and ceilings.
He broke the hearts.
He broke them hearts. It's sad.
But until 2002, there was never, and they didn't really do this to any of the other figures either, I guess. There wasn't like a different version of Stratos per se, except for like botched color schemes and stuff. But there wasn't any new version of Ram Man until the 2002 series, which Jesse was kind enough to bring today.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's some definite like design changes here. Like, he's taller.
Yeah, he was quite the giant in that series.
Yeah.
He was stocky.
Yep. Yeah, he was definitely not lanky.
Nope, not them lanky He-Mans.
No,
all of those figures are super lanky.
We're all just sitting here watching Jesse play.
Yeah, I can't.
He's a big dude, but he's much more poseable than the Ram Man that we had. Because, I mean, the original toy, his head and body were kind of just fused into one piece.
And he's got hips.
I didn't notice that.
Them hips don't lie. Swing.
Oh, man. He's got his birthing hips.
Yep, Shakira hips.
But this Ram Man can dance.
Yeah.
He can get down. So my experience was really the initial Ram Man. And now here we are with these figures, and you guys were kind of discussing this. I mean, we've got the vintage, we've got the 2002, the classics, the pop figures.
Pop, reaction, loyal subjects.
Yep.
It's gotten crazy.
It has.
Yeah.
It's awesome, though.
So much rammings.
Yep.
You guys were saying there was a keychain too?
Yeah, there's a keychain, 1984 keychain.
And there's actual He-Man Happy Meal toys.
Yeah, like there are.
Yep. You can get the 2000s Happy Meal toy, which is funny.
Yeah, the keychain was pretty cool. It didn't obviously do anything. It looked more like a Christmas ornament, but but still.
I had a Ram Man eraser. I remember that.
I did too.
Yeah, and I didn't want to use him, but the problem was when you played with them as toys, they would still kind of rub off, and they would start to crumble because it was the 80s, and they didn't, like, kid's going to erase with it, it's an eraser, but we had those erasers, and we played with them as toys, and so I remember some versions of Ram Man that weren't quite, you know, like just a toy, but there wasn't a ton of Ram Man stuff
to really be had.
But such a great toy. Like, my memory of it was, up until that point, toys having any type of action feature at all was kind of a rare thing.
It was, yeah. Because, like, you know, I was big into Star Wars, you know, before all this. And those guys didn't do much at all. I mean, the ships and stuff were pretty interactive. But the actual figures themselves, they just... Yeah, like the reaction.
Exactly. I've got a Ram Man reaction figure, and it's literally, he has no elbows, so his arm just goes straight up.
Just like Star Wars.
His leg goes straight up.
Yep.
Yeah, and so those are cool just to use, like, your own imagination, you know, like, oh, I'm doing these things, you know. But, like, once the MOTU stuff came out, I was like, oh, okay, these things actually do things, you know. And so to have a guy actually, like, go inside of himself and then pop out and bang other dudes, like, that's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. I remember using him to ram into my Grayskull door.
Yep.
And it was just a fun toy to play with. Yep. Like, I never remember having Ram Man and being like, you're kind of lame. Like, he was always awesome in my mind. His axe was cool, too.
His axe was cool,
His singular accessory.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not counting his sweet sticker bracelets.
That fell off in 11 seconds.
With no time. Yeah. You blinked on them and the glue melted from the heat of your eyelashes. Like, oh, it's ruined.
I wonder why they did that.
Your preheated eyelashes.
Exactly. And give this thing butterfly kisses. Woo! And, and the bracelets fall right off.
Oh.
But that axe, it had a cool type of plastic because it had a swirly effect. Yeah. Yep. To it. And I remember just as a kid just like feeling it. It had a weird kind of cool texture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're like, he has an axe. That's not like meant to like knock anybody out. He's trying to cut off heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. It was like a cleaver.
It was like
an
axe. A butcher's axe.
Yeah, butcher's axe. Yeah.
It wasn't like a long halberd or anything.
That wasn't the chop trees. That was the murder.
That's a murder axe.
That was a murder axe.
I mean, the guy's wearing basically like the kitchen sink on his shoulders and head. And then
he's like an executioner. If the executioner wore like a metal hood.
He looks like it.
He's got the skull belt buckle.
Exactly.
That's where the big discussion of, and I feel like the Ram Man's a perfect person to talk about that with the He-Man character or the whole franchise being like, this is swords and sorcery, but it also has lasers and it has dinosaurs and dragons. And he looked, I mean, if you didn't know where he belonged and you just showed him to somebody, you would think he was like a medieval knight or some brawler that belongs with he probably would fit right in with like Robin Hood.
Yeah. Right.
He's like a sellsword. Like, this is the guy that you hire to break stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And so like he kind of his aesthetic alone, like anchored him into this like barbarian setting with He-Man.
He's like the closest thing to a dwarf in that setting too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like they wanted to go full dwarf.
Right.
Like they wanted to do like a Lord of the Rings. And
but
have,
you can't go full dwarf.
Don't go full dwarf.
Don't ever
never,
do it.
Never.
I wanted to see more of his people.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that they kind of, we can get into this with the cartoon, but that's one thing that I just, you didn't get enough of his backstory.
No.
Like what's going on?
And just looking at him even as a toy or stuff, you look at him and you go, I feel like there's more there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Some guys, it's like, that's what you get, you know? And it was pretty cool. But like Ram Man was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. He looked mysterious.
Yeah.
In a way.
Cyclone, Mandela. I accept him right on face value.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a human tornado. Of course he is.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Of course. That's it.
I get it. He's got a radar in his chest.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Like you do.
Oh,
like
man. like one is tend to do. Man, that lenticular sticker though, that was something else too.
It was
watching little radar
again. Oh, a sticker that I totally got. I mean, like it just fell off.
It just fell off.
Yes, again.
Once again, the heat of your blinking. Ugh.
There was another toy line that had those stickers on their chest. You guys remember that?
Visionaries or
those were hologram stickers.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. It was hologram stickers.
Yeah. Those were like 3D looking, a lion or like a
that's what it was.
A demon face or something.
That's right. Was it the visionaries? Is that what's
something like that?
Yeah.
Visionaries because they could like summon whatever was inside their chest.
Yes.
That was a cool.
That was great.
That was a cool series too.
Oh man.
Which you're getting into what we want to do with. Well, we'll talk more about that later.
Yep.
But the toy was something else.
It was.
Now. Not long ago, a week ago now, we were at the Friendly Neighborhood Mini-Con with our co-creator friends from Starfighters.
Rainbow Comics in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes, be there, go there, high five them, tell them Mega sent you.
That's right.
And I brought, we decided, because we kind of, when we all travel, we bring some of our action figures with us. In fact, we're looking at some Rammies right now. I got a Shipwreck. Cradling.
Straddling. Not cradling. He's straddling that.
Phrasing.
Phrasing. But I brought Jesse to see and to hold the classic Ram
I've
Man.
Seen it, obviously. But
Yeah. In your hot little hands.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I didn't know what joy was until then.
Oh, man. He's definitely something else.
Like, you could swivel his, like, his chest. You can angle him up so that he could, like, you know.
Ram them up.
He could ram them. Yeah, he could ram them up.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
He's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, he's got knees.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But so being able to kind of like show all these like this spectrum of Ram Men that you did with the bars. Oh, I got four bars.
Full bars here, guys.
That was great.
They've really, but the fun thing about it all is his design is almost so perfect that every time it's kind of just a slight tweak,
yeah, they
tweak
didn't really,
on the same, yeah, on the same design.
Yep.
Because yeah, they rung the bell.
Exactly.
The
well, that's what, yeah. So you look at Cyclone, like Cyclone in the vintage, he was more like a, almost like a space cyborg,
yep,
you know, kind of a character. But then the 2000s, they made him like a samurai warrior,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, which is cool. And then the vintage is like a mixture of both, or yep, not vintage, but classics, a mixture of both. And like Ram-Man's has always been the same dude.
Yeah, maybe just Ram-Man,
a little,
yeah,
a little bit how different of color.
But how do you improve on them perfections?
That's right. I am perfect.
Oh, I mean, Fisto.
My mom always said,
Mrs. Ram Man.
Mom Man.
Mom Man. Wasn't that a Michael Keaton movie?
Yeah, Mr. Mom.
No,
yeah,
Mr. Mom.
Yeah, Mr. Mom, yeah.
I mean, look at Fisto. I mean, he had basically like a slightly larger metal hand.
Right.
You know, and then that, and a beautiful mustache.
Yeah.
In the 2002. He had a Volkswagen Beetle strapped, yes, to the end of his arm. Yeah. He's like with a vent, like a giant venting system. Like,
that's right. Yep.
I got a manhole cover on the back of my hand.
I need 30 seconds to cock this back. Yep.
Yeah. Talk about solar panels.
Right. Right. Right.
Charge that sucker up. Well, I guess does this do us for the toy?
It does. I wanted to kind of give.
Oh yeah.
Informations out there for any toy collectors that might happen to be listening to Mega. So we've done this bit before and stuff, and so I kind of wanted to keep that going. So
going.
So different prices of these different characters. So the vintage character ranges about 10 to, well, even cheaper than 10. I mean, I've seen, you know, you see them real rough, you know, for about $3 but you know, a pretty good character of Ram Man in good conditions, $10 to $35.
Ooh.
And then on mint on card is, ooh, only about 44.
What
I was saying. So
that shows you how many they made.
Exactly.
Wow, yeah.
Yep. I'm sure if you found one that was like, you know, first run, you know, from a single, you know, I'm sure there's probably, yeah, some out there that are a little bit more expensive.
No damage,
but again,
to the card.
But again, I just don't think that he was, like you said, there were so many of them. Everybody had them. You know, he wasn't really a sought after character. I think everybody just kind of took it for granted. So
some weird like painting defect. Like, I got the red dot Ram Man.
That's right. The stickers came off in the shell.
It's,
you
so
know,
crazy because like you can get him brand new, never been opened. But then there's Ram Men. I mean, and you're gonna get there. But like, you can get a Funko Pop that does literally nothing.
Nothing, and it's worth more.
He cost $50 when, yeah, he was released.
Right.
Right.
Well, just because it's, you know, they made millions of Ram Men in 1984. You know, so. But anyways, the 2000 series, they run for, you know, out of box around $8 to $10, and you can't really get like good or bad condition because they hold up really well. And but the mint on card for those is about $40.
Mm.
So only a couple bucks difference from the vintage to that, which is incredible. The classics, so obviously there's two different classics. There's the orange and maroon, and then there's the red and green versions. So the orange one is a little bit less desirable, and that's the one that I got. So that goes about $95. And again, the classics, they don't really, doesn't matter too much if they're in the box or not. There's usually about $5 to $10 difference if they're in the, you know, in the packaging still. And then the classics red version goes for about $145 right now,
which is down.
It's just down
from, yeah, what when I was looking at, and I was talking to Jesse, yeah, about this, mm-hmm, when we were looking at those Ram Mans, and you were even like, "Eh, he's not my favorite," you know.
Yeah.
And we were looking at about $300.
Yeah. Well, I paid more than $95,
yeah,
for mine. Yeah. And so it's actually kind of shocking how he's kind of going down.
Yeah,
so
that's weird.
It is weird. So, but yeah, then Loyal Subjects, he runs around $12 to $15. The reaction figure that you have here, those are about $25. Which
I didn't
pretty,
pay that much.
But. Yeah, yeah. They that was on card was $25. I think you get, okay, them loose for about $15.
Man, so he's already gone up.
That's right. He's getting there. And then the Funko Pop is brand new, is or not brand new, but yeah. So out of the gate, they're about $50. People are selling them around $50 to $60. If you were bidding on them, that's where you're getting them for. But the buy nows and stuff are running around $100 on eBay. So, and those are actually sold. These aren't just like, hey, I'm putting them up here for $1,000.
Right,
so,
that's actually purchased.
Yep, and I think that's it. Like I said, there's a keychain. There's a couple other things out there, you know, but. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So he's not that desirable, obviously, based on the numbers, besides the classics figures.
So strange.
There needs to be more Ram Man shirts.
There does. It does.
I've looked, and there's like maybe one good one, and it's like 80stees.com or something, and it's like a $50 t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no.
If you can't find the Ram Man shirt, Jesse, you need to make the Ram Man shirt.
Oh, right. Hey, you know, yeah. be the change you want to ram in the world.
There's a guy on T Public, I think, that he makes one, but it's of the Funko Pop, you know, so I got it for my kid.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the Funko Pop is almost like, I do like that Funko Pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool.
If I have walked by and people kind of are shocked, but I'm like, I can't, and we know this, you can't chase after every single version of a thing that you like.
Right.
And so I've walked past all of the Funko Pop He-Man figures.
Yeah. I don't have any of them.
No. Yeah. I do have an Orko. I have an Orko and I have a Man-at-Arms.
I got a Skeletor.
And those were both gifts, I think.
Yeah.
But mine's good. But like, I don't feel the need to buy any. I did walk by a Mossman that was flocked one time and I was kind of like, maybe.
Oh my gosh. That would be the only one that I
would
get.
Right. But if I saw a Ram Man, I would buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was not
if it were 50. Like the same as a normal Funko Pop. Yeah.
Not that cool, but I want to be that dude. There's a guy out there, and if you're listening, you should write us. There's a guy out there. He's got like 200 Mossmen.
Yes.
And it's just like this whole army of Mossmen. He's like collecting them all. That's what you need to do. You need to collect all Rammies. Ram Men.
Oh, no.
Your wife is like, I'm out.
Yeah. No. She's not impressed with my collection as it is.
I wanted to get you a trench coat and like cover it in Ram Men.
So Kiefer got arrested today for suspicious behavior wearing a duster full of Ram Men. I'm the quickest Ram draw in the Southwest.
In my mind,
Midwest.
In my mind, it would be like a Joseph in the Amazing Ram color dream coat.
That's great.
Rammy in the Amazing, Jesse in the Amazing Ram.
Could you imagine the like clicky hollowness that would walk
around? Oh, we didn't even talk about that with the toy, like that iconic sound. It's even in our audio drama, you know, it's like, you know, it's a Ram Man if it makes that Ram noise. And I don't know if the 2000s is not as good.
He doesn't
good
have that sound of that the ratchety, of the hollow corrugated legs, like, he kind of has a cleaner click.
Yeah.
Well, there's less friction in that Ram Man.
Not my Ram Man.
Not my Ram Man. That's so funny.
Well, with that, let's move on to the cartoon.
All right.
Le cartoon. One day, let's do just a all bad French accent episode.
That's the day that we put a pin in it.
For real?
Whatever. That would be like the Fisto redo, and you could put like a beret on Fisto. Yes. I feel like that would give him a French.
A French mustache.
A pencil mustache.
It's a French Fisto.
Hello. Welcome to Fisto. We're going to talk about him. What an obvious name. Is Fisto Giant? What do we call this man?
We call him Beardo.
We call him Greg?
Greg.
No.
Fisto. We call him Greg?
So the cartoon, and somebody had, well, they didn't correct me. They weren't like, you keep saying cartoon. You should say animated series. I'm like, man, it's a cartoon. What you doing?
Yeah.
It's a cartoon, buddy. It's what we called him as kids.
I didn't call it an animated series as a kid.
They didn't call him, it wasn't the Saturday morning animated block.
Yeah.
No, it's Saturday morning cartoons.
Cartoons is a fun word.
It is.
It's a fun word. Don't take the fun out of it, man. Yep. So with the cartoons, with Ram Man, it was like wonderful. And also slightly not wonderful, in my opinion, what they did to him. You know, he's this, you know, bad A barbarian guy. He's like knocking He-Man out. He's hurting, you know, and then in the cartoon, he's clearly still very powerful.
Right.
They use him as a powerhouse. He's a tank, but he's like dim.
Right.
And that's the part that really stuck out to me is like, it was the 80s and they just didn't shy away from like kind of poking fun.
They totally made him adult.
Yeah,
you always had to have a Scooby-Dum. You always had to have like a Jabberjaw character.
Yeah. You
know? Yep.
Like somebody that was just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that was Ram Man.
Yeah. And it was a weird thing because as a kid, you don't think about it. You're like, yeah, he hits things with his head. He's going to be a little bit stupid, you know? And you don't, I don't want to like make it more like dark or complicated, but there is an episode in which he points out that he knows he's not so bright.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I don't know. What are they doing here?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, he's kind of like the Forrest Gump of Motu. I'm not a smart man.
I'm not a smart Ram.
That's right.
As a kid, you don't think to question it, but he was
right.
He was kind of always kind of like you would say, like Rammy had said in the beginning, a lot of his lines started off with
Duh, He-Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's kind of cringy.
His eyes were always kind of wonky, you know? Yeah. Like, it was interesting. Now, I think if I remember right, he would occasionally joke or like throw kind of shade sometimes at like the bad guys.
Well,
or
I hope
he would
so.
He would get these. There's a great episode where a character is introduced called Shakoti.
Yes,
she's a witch, or she's some sort of like sorceress that's able to kind of like, and she's from a different dimension.
Right,
and he keeps messing her name up on purpose.
Oh, really?
In the cartoon. And one of the times, instead of calling her Shakoti, he calls her Shapoopy. Look it up. We should sit down with Jesse and watch this episode.
That was a two-part episode,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, like, I think so.
The House of Shakoti, part yes. 1 and 2.
Yep. And he's like, we got to get Shapoopy.
Shapoopy.
Hey, do you get it? Because she's got a crappy name.
Exactly.
Put that on your business card, lady. Good job. You need to hire some more PRs because they're working real well.
You don't get to call yourself that and not get made fun of.
Oh, man.
But yeah, he like, and it was almost coming off as intentional. Like he knew he was doing it, but he just didn't care. He was getting her goat by.
That was great.
So still pretty clever in my book.
Yeah.
As a character who's one of my personal favorites, not that you took like offense, but I was just kind of like, oh, once again, kind of the juxtaposition of He-Man comic versus cartoon. It was like, it felt different
right.
than what they showed in the comic book. The thing that they did introduce in the cartoon was the boinging sound when he would ram things and his legs would just stretch.
Yeah, they were like legit springs. Like I think they even like coil in the cartoon.
Yeah. And then that's where a lot of this debate, and debate's a strong word, some discussion has come up on some of these boards, which I think is a valid point. Is he a cyborg? Has Man-at-Arms gotten a hold of Ram Man as well? Or is he enchanted? Is this magic?
I think he's got to be enchanted.
I think you're right.
Because he's got the enchanted armor.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's for the ramming.
I would go
for
the enchant.
Every for the second ramming. Is leg day.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Every day. I mean, because you can practically fly when you do your squats right.
That's right. His butt cheeks have got to be.
He has glutes. Never talk about that enough, I think. You know?
That's why it's like a skirt hanging down. You know, you don't want to see these glutes.
I mean, I don't want to get too blue, but, you know, like Captain America is America's ass.
Yeah.
Eternia's ass.
It is.
That is so good.
Oh my gosh.
And everybody's like, did we vote on this?
There is no vote.
There's no vote. This is what you get. This is the ass we deserve, I guess.
I'm not the ass you
hey,
need.
Hey, I'm making Eternia great again.
That's right.
One cheek at a time.
Yes. The sheer amount of torque those cheeks need to generate to get him off the ground. But the cartoon had the springy legs.
Yep.
It had the sound effects. It had him hitting his head, and you come over, you see his eyes doing the wonky thing. And so you get all of that, and then you go into the 2002 series, and they decided to kind of retcon. Maybe he didn't change that much in his look, but he certainly changed a lot in his demeanor.
Yeah.
They even kind of got rid of kind of the punch drunk kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's more calculated.
He's a little more macho.
Yep. Yep.
And no springy legs. In fact, his legs didn't even stretch.
He was more like the Juggernaut.
Yeah.
You know, just a big
don't
dude.
Don't even get me started on that guy.
Why'd you got to bring it up?
I'm sorry.
Man, the guy eats some hamburgers and puts a hat on. He thinks he's the stuff.
He wasn't. I was born in the Ram life.
That's right.
You merely adopted it.
He adopted them.
That was the best. One of my favorite videos.
It
Rammy,
was.
Rammy rebuttals.
Rammy
right?
rebuttal. Oh, man, that was great.
Oh, man.
So some context on that, we should probably give really quick. So we had a poll, Ram Man versus Juggernaut, and Ram Man lost.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, not by much.
Not by much. It was close.
It was a margin.
Yeah. It was a margin, but he lost, and Rammy was ticked.
Not so having
he
it.
Put out a video.
Yeah, I did.
And he told Juggernaut where he could stick it.
It was a, you know what? It was a very eloquently pointed out argument, though.
It was
like,
yeah.
This is all about the numbers, but it's not about the numbers because Batman can beat Superman.
You know, he almost didn't make that video because it was like, I don't want it to sound like Man Man's a spoil sport because, you know, I get it. As a comic book guy, I understand why people would say, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just look at the numbers, obviously.
Right.
Right.
So,
but
you're like, dropping some truth bombs.
I'll be like, come on, guys, this is comic books. Let's talk about the comics that you are citing here. It never works out that way.
Right.
They're constantly overcoming stronger power.
Yeah. Right.
Always. That's always good writing.
Right? Yeah.
So if you want to make a really poorly written comic book where he obviously loses because numbers, go for it.
Right.
Right. Right.
Listen to me get all indignant all over again.
That's right.
Defending
Randy. And I kind of feel like it's shocking to me on how many people, like when we post those polls, how many people pick people outside of MOTU to win.
Right.
I mean, some of them is like, okay, clearly you would think. But the thing is, like, they're masters of the universe. And then so somebody made a comment like, well, maybe they're from a different universe. I'm like, well, I don't think they are because Queen Marlena came from Earth. Like, you can't be that far away and just traveling through space in a spaceship. Like,
right.
You can't carry that much fuel or whatever, you know?
Actually, so Rio bothered me more than the Ram-Man.
Yeah, that was
pretty
shocking.
Because I was like, wait a minute, no, like, it was who would win in a fight, not who could pull their gun out of their leg the slowest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
RoboCop versus Rio. Like, it's just shocking to me.
He has more guns. Once again, if we're going to let numbers do this.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we remiss.
We're not really like upset. It's it's a funny point to make.
Right. It is. But we love those polls.
Love them.
So thank you for voting.
And the funny thing is, Tila's womping up on...
She took Red Sonja down.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And just kneed her in the face.
Yeah.
Like,
and I like
she's
Tila, but
screaming,
I was like,
Red Sonja.
Red Sonja was a legit...
I actually voted Red Sonja.
Yeah, I did too.
Really?
I did too. I feel bad. But
I voted Tila.
She's screaming her.
You know. But I could not lose because Ginger or Ginger.
That's right.
Right. You're a winner.
Sorry.
Either way.
Yep.
Anyway, stay tuned to the next poll. Anyways, sorry.
The real quick, just for talking polls, please stay tuned. Also, we did a fun thing with people who are listeners to the show who showed up to the Minicon, where you get to make your own MOTU character using some parts we had laying around. And, you know, hoping for a deeper diversity of characters because we start seeing a lot of themes show up. Like, he's got a crab claw. He's got a crab claw. They all got crab claws.
You get a crab claw and you get a crab claw.
So fun. But how do you not use that, by the way?
I know.
You see that crab, that claw?
Dude, Clawful's arm is pretty dope.
One of the cool... Yeah, it really is.
Cool stuff, man.
But we're putting polls up every day or every other day until we go through all these figures. But there's some good action happening on those. So we'll keep doing an elimination round until
That's
we have
right.
one left. So,
yep.
Coming back to Ram Man, in the 2002 series, he suffered no ill effects from ramming things.
Right.
So it wasn't like he would ram something and then you'd see his eyes.
It's almost like I've been doing it my whole life. Weird. Like I wouldn't get used to it.
Exactly. It's like the Infinity Gauntlet. Eventually, it's just what you're wearing.
That's
it's,
right.
It's part of your thing.
Duh.
Just accessorize around it.
And then apparently there was an episode in which he was either bewitched to do evil or there was some suspicion that he had helped with the bad guys.
I actually watched this because I hadn't seen the 2000.
Okay.
So this is the little bit of research I did.
Yes.
Sure.
About this.
So, basically, it's the one thing that Rayman has always kind of had, is, aside from that initial mini comic, apparently, is that he's fiercely loyal to He-Man and the cause, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the whole thing. Like, he's kind of busting on Buzzoff in the episode because Buzzoff is the new guy. Like, in the episode but previous, that's where Buzzoff kind of joins the team. Because, you know, you had this weird... they almost went almost, like, political with the 2000 thing where you had... I guess they kind of did it in the original series, but Buzzoff had his kingdom. Like, he had his people that he had to worry about. And, you know, same thing with Stratos. Stratos had his people. So there are these
he barely kept them safe.
Right. Yeah. He had all these little kingdoms within the kingdom or within the world of Eternia. And so Buzzoff is the new guy. And Ram Man's kind of hazing a little bit. He's kind of a kind of a football, like, where's the new guy? I don't know. I don't know if he's loyal, you know?
Oh.
And so what happens is that Skeletor and Evil Lyn, they hatch this plot to kind of come up with a traitor in the midst of them, you know, to make them kind of doubt their own, because they're having a hard time ever beating the Masters, right?
Sure.
It's one thing with the He-Man, but boy, those Masters always come out of the woodwork, and they're such a good team. Oh, you know, how do you fight such a good team? well, you make a traitor. And so Evil Lyn, this is where I don't understand some of the logic, but she like disguises herself as a siren of the lake. Like, she becomes a siren, and I don't know why she needed the disguise or whatever, because, like, instantaneously you hear the siren song and you're under the spell.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, why dress up at all? Just sing the song.
Just do the song.
Yeah, just do the spell.
Yeah.
So she casts a spell on Ram Man, and who's going to doubt Ram Man? Because Ram Man's all about loyalty. That's the whole crux of the episode. So every time he hears the song, then he has to follow her commands. And so she has him steal this device that Duncan just came up with. Weird that Duncan's making machines again. and this bored. Machine can just stop anything in its tracks. Like, it literally, it's like a freeze ray, but not like an ice freeze ray. Like, it literally freezes you in your tracks ray. And so Ram Man steals it for her and gives it to him. And they witness, like, they follow Ram Man, because it was like, Ram Man's acting weird. Like, mid-sentence, he just stops and stares off into space. And then he walks out of the room after he just said he would help clean up. But he's blaming Buzz Off the whole episode. Like, it's got to be that guy. He's the one that was on guard. He was supposed to keep it safe. And how do we know you didn't just knock yourself out? Wink, wink, you know, quote, unquote, and then hand it off. So, yeah. So that's the whole thing of the episode, is that Ram Man's doing this bad stuff, but doesn't know it. They catch him, and then he's got to say he's sorry, and they go fishing later.
Oh,
because apparently that's what Ram Man does.
Nice.
His day he's off. A fisher. He's a
fisherman. Time to fish.
And man, you got to put Ram Man right in the middle of the boat. Yeah. Otherwise, because like at the end, Buzz Off's way up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's no good. It's no good.
And so the moral, obviously, was that, you shouldn't be so quick to judge.
Oh, see, they're still working those morals.
That is cool.
I love it. See, Ram Man getting a little
lippy in the 2000s.
That's right.
A little tribal, tribalism there, buddy. You got
a little territorial. You know, calm the dude bros down a little bit. Yeah,
bring it down. But that's cool, because they're giving him nuance.
Yeah.
You know, versus that one note thing here. And then lastly, one thing I did want to point out. In so many versions of the cartoon versus the toy, you'd got some variation of things. Sometimes you didn't get the way that it looked. You know, you got mustacheless Duncan. You got Roboto, which, you know, kind of looked the same. Manny Faces, kind of a different overall. You know, they're still selling it, but it's not quite there. Ram Man was almost exactly the toy, was exactly the cartoon. There was really no difference.
Not a big variance,
He didn't have an axe, which for probably obvious reasons. Because that axe was meant for one thing only.
Yep.
What was that again, Jeff?
Slicing you down the middle. Mordor.
Conan the Librarian style.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, these books were overdue.
So back to, we kind of talked about this before we started recording, but going a little bit back to the vintage, if you don't mind.
No.
So we were kind of talking about who voiced Ram Man.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
And I was like, it blew my mind when I saw who actually voiced Ram Man.
In the cartoon here.
And you thought it was
Lou Scheimer from the Filmation.
That's right. Yeah. And Jesse, you thought
I just threw out Welker because he did everything.
He did everything, right. It was actually John Irwin who did He-Man.
What?
Whoa.
Right. That blew my mind. Oh, I had no idea.
Because Ram Man and He-Man are in a lot of scenes.
Right.
No wonder he had to make it's Tom Cruise thing all over again. Oh, how do we make He-Man even more better? How about we just say the He-Man all the time?
Well, because the one thing is not saying that John Irwin is a bad voice actor, because he was amazing.
But the thing is,
like, his tone is usually very similar, you know, through other characters that he does.
Right.
And so you can always kind of tell, obviously, He-Man, Adam. But then there's other characters where he just, like, makes it a little bit more nasally and stuff like that. And you can
tell. When he plays a villager, you're like, oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Well, I know who that is. It's Adam on Helium. You know, but to be Ram Man, that blew me away. I had no idea.
That's crazy. I would never have guessed that.
I would have lost a bet on that.
Well, there you go. And maybe it goes into his deeper conflict in He-Man meets Ram-Man in the comic. He's like, I got to fight myself.
Ooh.
Oh, that's deep.
Got deep, like knee deep.
So deep. And in the meantime, in the cartoon, they have a tray of hors d'oeuvres strapped to his head.
That's right.
And he's bouncing around serving deviled eggs. Yeah.
Oh, man.
At Adams's, like, cotillion.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an episode where, like, Ram-Man basically had to... like babysit somebody.
I remember that. Like they saddled him with some like, which why?
Yeah. Oh, I think it was because like Prince Adam didn't want to hang out with him anymore. It's like, hey, Rayman, you
go.
Take care. We got to watch this kid.
But. Yeah. I like, and I don't know if I remember this, seeing this in one of the cartoons. I think I did. Where like, you know how Attack Track liked to like talk smack to everybody. He always talked back, shows what you know.
That's right.
Like he was just a jerk to everyone. I think there was one of the episodes where, and power listeners, please find this if you can, where like Ram Man and Attack Track actually like understood each other. They like bonded. He's like, no one gets me like you do, Ram Man.
Well, speaking of Ram Man's friends, isn't Ram Man and Manny, like, aren't they supposed to be pals?
I believe so.
I don't know.
I think in the...
Could be.
Yeah. I think they also in the cartoon, they had Stratos and Ram-Man.
Oh.
Kind of like together.
I just think he's friends with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like... I think Teela. Well, didn't we say Teela?
Yeah, Teela did. Probably. She hated him. She was like, ugh.
Anybody and, that, and that's why she reported me to HR.
There it is.
She just... She just thought like everything that was like coming out of Ram-Man's mouth was dirty.
Well,
like,
it's not a euphemism. It's what I do.
It's what
well,
I do.
The, well, and the poor guy, they drew him like perfectly height level where he's just staring right at her.
That's right. My eyes are up here. I can't move my neck.
My neck won't move.
Get me one of them Tom Cruise boxes and I'll knock it off.
It's not his fault. Please.
Oh, that's great.
Quit Ram shaming.
Ram shaming. Oh,
that's so funny.
Well, I guess with that, we'll put a pin in this sucker.
That's right. Jesse, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on.
Like we had said before, please follow Jesse on Tank Zombie Studios. They're on, I think you're on Twitter.
I'm all over the place. The easiest Facebooks. Way to find me is you can go to my website, which is jessekiefer.com.
There you go.
So if you know how to spell that, you'll find me.
There you
it's
go.
I before E.
Yes, I follow the rules.
That's right. He follows the rules.
K-I-E-F-E-R.
That's right.
And no I's in Jesse. It's the J-E-S-S-E.
Perfect.
Like Mississippi with the S's.
Exactly.
And if you want to hear more of my incoherent rambles and sidetracks, you can listen to me on the Grawlix podcast, which is Grawlix, which is an obscure comic term, G-R-A-W-L-I-X podcast.com.
Fantastic podcast, by the way.
Yes.
I know of one special podcast episode that was amazing.
I was going to say, ooh. Yeah. I know that we have some high-quality guests on that show once in a while.
Who's got two thumbs and has been on Grawlix before?
Yeah, go check that out. Yeah, and that was our special 75th episode.
Yep. And you're on the 77th episode of Mega.
Hey.
So close.
See?
And you were born in 77, right?
78.
78, me too.
So close.
I was 77.
Yeah.
So it's meaningful to
you, old man.
Man, thank you again.
And until next time,
good journey.
We are recording. There it is.
Lion face? Lemon face.
Test.
Do we have any outtake worthy material?
Oh, yeah. Test.
Where I call Axton's art garbage.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. I'm that classic, like, military kid. Like, I roll up to you, like, hey, I like He-Man too. We're friends now. You know? No way. Wow, he's got good skin. Misses.
So, even as a baby,
I was just busted. I don't normally break.
Oh my god, dude, I'm sorry. I'm having such a hard time like staying in character.
K-R-A-S-S, which kind of explains his demeanor. He's such a crass. It gets shipped like furniture.
Yeah, oh my god. Dumb.
Oh dude. I mean,
pivot.
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 So shut up, shut up, shut up.
And turn.
I get it. You can't be telling the movie. Oh, okay.
I'm having a...
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here we go. I got another one. Okay. Jeff, do you want to ask one? I got one in the chamber.
Go ahead. This is going great.
All right. Here's another one.
Did it used to be something?
Nope.
So Wait. Your mom was like...
Your mother, Mrs. Mama Ram Man, was getting her sonogram.
That's right. So is it your first name is Ram, last name is Man?
Yes.
So your mom's name is...
Sally Ram?
Mrs. Man.
Mom Man.
That, hey, I don't pick them.
You gotta edit out.
Oh my
god. It's gonna be harder than I thought.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to put
this. It's okay, you can get it.
I can ambush Axton and not laugh.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I can't do this.
But it's you're okay. Like on the point. It's all right. We're doing this.
We'll do it again. So, Ram Man, let's get serious here.
I've been serious this whole time, E Man.
I couldn't even do it.
That's gonna be great. He's like, he got like offended.
I've been serious this whole time. Jerk.
I've been serious.
Oh, what are you saying?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, let's back it up. Here we go.
Mega